It's going to be an exciting weekend for coin collectors. The National Money Show is underway in Portland, Oregon, which means currency enthusiasts from all over the world are showing off their collections, which total more than $100 million worth of rare coins and bills. Walt Ostromecki is the president of the American Numismatic Association. That's the study and collection of coins. Walt, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I understand that one of the rarest items at the show is called the Brasher Doubloon. It is from, what, 1787?
1787, that's correct.
Well, tell us a little more about that.
Well, it's what collectors tend to call a fabled Brasher Doubloon. It was the first gold coin made for the United States, and it was struck by Ephraim Brasher in New York City. And it is the first coin to have a $10 million price tag on it.
$10 million for a coin. How much was it worth back in the day?
Well, if we're calling it a doubloon, probably one would say about $1. And you've got close to 1 ounce of gold in it. So if we look at just the gold ounce, and about $1,200 today in that, but that was actually $1 worth.
What are some of the other highlights of the show in Portland this year?
Well, one of the other items that we're talking about is one of our first U.S. coins. It's called the 1792 Half Dime, sometimes referred to as Half Dismy. And these were the first 1,000 coins struck by George Washington. Actually, the legend says that Martha Washington struck those. And this is the first coin that the United States ever issued.
And when you say struck, by the way, you're talking about these coins being created.
Created or minted, and these were actually done almost by hand through what we call a screw press. You turn a ball around and it would press it down and make the impression appear on these coins.
How do people carry around these coins at the show? Because they're pretty valuable. You don't just put them in your pocket with the rest of your quarters, nickels, and dimes.
Mostly they're carried around in a number of ways. There's little holders that you can see the coin through. There's a better service that's called, we call slabbing. It's putting the coin in an encased holder, which has the date, the grade, which is important, the condition of the coin, how shiny or new it looks. And they can be, some are carried around in their pockets.
Well, tomorrow is free appraisal day at the show. Has anyone ever struck it rich with their appraisal, something like that they didn't know that they had that was worth so much money?
Yes, we've had that happen. When we offered this service to the public in Atlanta, a lady had brought in a handful of $5 gold pieces, all in the 1850s, and most of them were common and worth around $400 to $500. However, there was one special issue, and it happened to have the date 1856 with the letter C. Now, that letter C stands for the coin being struck or manufactured at the Charlotte Mint. But this particular coin had less than 1,800 pieces struck. She ended up putting it up at auction with a starting bid of $44,000.
Wow. Just for a minted coin.
Yes, and people have treasures such as these, sometimes in their drawers, in their attic. She said she had this in a little bobby pin box for years. And the condition, it was just sharp as it was the day that it was manufactured. Amazing find.
Is it possible these days, just in the normal course of business, to come across a coin, whether it be one of those really old pennies or a quarter from back when they actually put silver in them, that would actually be worth more than 25 cents or 1 cent?
Well, any of the coins you mentioned, silver, are worth roughly about 21 times the face value. So, for example, a dime could be worth anywhere about $2.70 just in silver. We look at a quarter. Say it's a quarter silver, and the silver ended in 1964. So just a quarter has about $3.25 worth of silver, and let's say silver's selling at around $8 to $9 an ounce. People do find silver coins, whether they're in laundry changers, at the post office when they get change. It is fun to discover not only these coins, but maybe a coin that was mismanufactured. In other words, what we call a mint error. A cent could be off-center. You have a blank spot. You have half of the front, let's say, of Lincoln on it. And these are often found.
How did you get into this?
I became interested in the history, the lore. You know, if we could pick up a coin, if it could only talk and tell us where it's been, what it's seen, what it's bought, how it got from, let's say, being issued in Philadelphia out to somewhere here on the West Coast. And this is the exciting history and lore behind our coins.
Fascinating. Walt Ostromecki, the president of the American Numismatic Association, which is hosting the National Money Show this weekend in Portland, Oregon. Walt, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.